I just don't like other people. Honestly, that's why I don't have any friends. I hate people. People suck. That's the reason I'm alone. I hardly ever meet anyone I can relate to. Most people are the most self-absorbed assholes who only seem to care about gossiping and acting like total fucking idiots. When someone says, "I don't like people," sometimes it's just their semi-facetious way of stating, "I'm not super social by nature. I don't need a ton of friends. I'm selective about who I hang around with. My personality type values and interests are unconventional, and I've come to realize most people don't have a lot to offer me." That's fine. Not everybody has to be ultra mainstream and love absolutely everyone. When the uncommon sentiment, "I just don't like people," is said in a much more wounded and hostile manner, I don't think the issue is a one-sided matter, that people actually do suck. Or you're discouraged and angry, it's all in your head. When someone comes to feel this way, there's a lot more going on. Saying you don't like other people can be an attempt to make yourself feel better about your social struggles. I think many people who say they hate everyone do want friends and meaningful relationships. They may be hurt, discouraged, conflicted, or wary about the whole idea, but they still want to consider connections deep down. They may also feel broken and hopeless about their chances of ever having a fulfilling social life. Who gives a shit about what other people think? Jeez, saying they don't actually like people can take some of that pain away. They're just telling themselves they don't care about what they think they can't have. Or they're devaluing something they need, so the lack of it doesn't bother them as much. Think about it. Thinking you don't like people may be totally reasonable as a conclusion based on your life only so far. People who think like this often have not had the best social interactions with others up to this point in their lives. They're lonely and socially inexperienced. They don't look at other people and think, "rewarding relationships," quote. Such a thing may have never happened for them. When they try to make friends, they may get ignored or shut down. They don't realize the next best thing is right around the corner. They may have been misunderstood and picked on by their classmates or others through life. That is life. C'est la vie. People may routinely have overlooked or subtly disrespected them. That, again, is life. Always these learning experiences. People may have been unsympathetic, rejecting, or downright abusive. You may have had abusive family members. That is life, and life is picking yourself up, dusting yourself off. Being at present with only social interactions may have been their toxic coworkers and their prickly, nitpicking bosses. Yuck. Life, again. When that's all someone's known, where they haven't seen much of the good side of anyone, it's hardly surprising that they'd come to the conclusion that people suck. Because a lot of people do suck. It's so much easier to form a negative opinion of people when you're at a distance and view them in abstract. You may say you're all great for the, and you're all for the LGBTQ community, but if you've never interacted with one, How the fuck would you know? Seriously, think about it. If someone spends much of their time alone and their only social interactions are fleeting and super superficial, a lot of the information they're receiving about others is more general and abstract. It's all in your screen time. They're not having those firsthand experiences like a fun night out with friends that is that viscerally reinforces how great and funny and supportive others can be. For real. Instead, they're reading articles about the lamest of reality shows on Facebook. They're hearing news on Fox and Friends about how these other subhumans without a moral compass elected another obvious corrupt politician. They're going on their favorite website and seeing just how dumb the commenters have become lately. When you look at people from that detached viewpoint, it's not so difficult to be down on your fellow humans. I'm sure a majority really do have no use for other people. And they're not trying to fool themselves, are they? If they want to do their own thing and not worry about socializing, that's their decision to make. As we all have free will, don't we? If you manage, yes. If you manage to have more fulfilling interactions with people, the feelings will likely go away. If you knew this was coming, if you really in the depths of social isolation and you have some social skills gaps, anxiety issues, and history of rejection, then it can be so fucking hard to imagine that one day have a life where you have a solid group of friends, that you enjoy people's company. It may never be your happy, bubbly, chatty Kathy style like you know you are with a million casual acquaintances. A million. But that bitterness towards humanity does dull. Eventually, it does dull and go away. If you start addressing your problems, you'll likely find your opinion of people begins to turn around. As you start to have more intrinsically rewarding interactions, humans are beautiful. You are beautiful. And I realize that getting over your fears and baggage Getting over your fears and baggage is easier said than done. If you've been mistreated throughout your life, you're not going to become trusting and self-confident tomorrow. Working through what you've been through may take years. But once you're on the other side, you'll be able to see everyone in a more beautiful and balanced way. Take care of you. Number one, take care of you. I love you. You love you. You're fucking amazing. Thank you.